In one of our old stories, we had a naim lo velo yiru, yadaim lo velo yavod, reglaim lo velo yelech. When was it?
When Abraham the idol maker.
And there we said it's coming from Isaiah and from the Mishnah, right? It appeared in a few places in the Bible. When you have eyes you can see and ears to hear and legs to, right? And I also told you back then, who is wealthy? Mi ashir. And the rabbis say, ani ashir, yesh li einayim, yesh li shinayim, yesh li yadayim, yesh li reglayim. And this little child, in his world, he experienced a baby brother that after 8 days is gone. He experienced himself after 8 days the bris. Mm-hmm. And he now compares the little calf that's going to die after 8 days. He died after 8 days, probably naturally. Remember, they lose lots of children back then. Mm-hmm. This one, the mom wants to kill. Mm-hmm. But you have the power over my mother. Mm-hmm. Okay, the chain of powers is different. Kol ha'layla lo yacholti. Okay. Be'ot shlosha yamim yishchetu et ha'eged. So he's now on day 5. בעוד שלושה ימים ישחטו את העגל. מה אעשה? והעגל גדל מיום ליום. הוא כבר רץ מהר, וכאשר הוא רואה אותי, הוא רץ אליי, וקופץ בשמחה. ואני שמח מאוד, ועצוב מאוד לראות אותו. Okay? The contradiction of the attachment, and soon the detachment is going to come. So the ambivalence of the feelings, right? Ba hayom hashlishi. That is actually the 8th day, right? Hayom yishchetu et ha'egel. Aval ani yodea shelo yishchetu oto. Ei efshar. Ze nora. Why does he know they're not going to kill him? What did he do earlier?
No, he prayed.
Prayed and...
Oh, he gave tzedakah.
He gave tzedakah. Yeah. He promised. He made a vow to give tzedakah. He vowed to give money for tzedakah if they don't kill him. So they're not going to kill him. He knows that. Hamachshavot ratzot beroshi maher maher. They run. His thoughts are running in his head very quickly. Ani rotze larutz velishol et harav. He wants to go and to run and ask the rabbi. Aval gam hu yagid li. What is the rabbi going to tell him? Gam hu yagid li.
He's going to tell him the story.
What is he going to tell him? What he will tell him too. He too will tell me. He too will tell me. So what will he tell him?
Oh, that the calf will live.
No.
He doesn't know it yet.
Like the mom. There is some circulation here of young and adults. And we're at the mercy of, okay?
Oh, right.
So he too will tell like my mother. He too will tell like my mother. Kishetihiye gadol, as tavin, ani mitpalel lenes. Nes yihiye, velo yishchetu et ha'egel. Libi boche, ve'einai meleot na'ot, ve'ha'egel
yishchetu.
So, I always tell the story of Yom Kippur and Pesach. Two things traditionally happen in Jewish homes back then. And even 20 years ago, they still, I mean, some people do that still. They get the carp and let them live in the bathtub before the mom makes gefilte fish. And on Yom Kippur, I told you, my father used to go and buy the chicken and do the kaparas and then slaughter them at the, you know, and donate them. So, yes. Sorry? You see life and death. It's And really, some kids are very sensitive. You know, they used to, there is a kid story about them going and playing with the carp fish in the bathtub, yeah. You know, and then they need to eat it on the you know. Do you know that my son stopped?
The answer is, I never eat gefilte fish.
My son stopped eating cow, because one day I told him that it's the cow he used to see on Drumlin Farm.
Yeah.
After Drum, I know it was mean.
My dad used to raise sheep, and one year, some seven-boy sheep, and we were walking by, and we were in a store, and she walks by the meat counter, just wants to cry.
Yeah, but this is what came up in class this morning about when the Israelites would bring an animal. Animals were very close to being human, except they weren't, you know. But they were a part of the family.
Yeah.
And when you give your offering, it's not a it's not a light thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do not want you to read the story, the Talmudic story, but I want you to do the whole chapter work except for 208. Everything but 208. Everything back to the way. It's a big review of a lot of exercises from the past. So it's going to take you a while to work on them.
Yeah.
And everybody writes a journal, and everybody records a portion of chapters. Don't all read the same chapter.
Get sick of it.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So
you didn't used to
all
give
the
us so much
eight,
homework.
We should do.
What?
The last year you didn't give us whole chapters.
Well, I took out, I extracted pages we didn't work.
We have a lot of snow recording.
There's only one page we're not supposed to do, right?
208.
But it is a short chapter.
Hold on. You never have to do crossword puzzles, and you do not do 208s. Okay? But you answer everything in writing, you write a journal, and you record your reading. Aleph, Bet, Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Aleph, Bet. No,
Bet.
Aleph. Aleph, Bet, Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Dalet. Dalet. Now, you do first paragraph, you do second paragraph.
Okay.
That's just for recording.
Yeah,
for recording. But please send them.
All of the section, right?
Not all of it. No. Why don't you pick the one that was touching you? You don't record the whole thing. You don't have to.
Not all of them.
But I really need you to practice without vowels.
Right.
So you practice.
See,
practice
first with vowels, then without vowels.
Yes.
Absolutely. Fluency grows with practice.
Everything grows with practice.
Don't matter.